welcome to Vlad Savchuk Podcast. Our mission at Vladimir Savchuk Ministries is to reach the world globally and disciple them digitally. Let's dive into this episode.
Is acupuncture demonic? Is it harmless practice, or is it well-intentional witchcraft? It has medical benefits, so therefore it must be good, right? What is its history? Have there been people who actually got demons by practicing acupuncture? Or had there been people who actually renounced acupuncture and experienced healings that they couldn't experience before using acupuncture? What does the Bible say about that? I want you to stay till the end of this video. I have a special testimony to share with you of somebody who actually received a very interesting miracle in their life by renouncing acupuncture. Now, HopkinsMedicine.org says acupuncture points are believed to stimulate the central nervous system. This, in return, releases chemicals into the muscles, spinal cord, and brain. These biochemical changes may stimulate the body's natural healing abilities and promote physical and emotional well-being. MayoClinic.com says acupuncture involves the insertion of very thin needles through your skin at the strategic points of your body. The key component of traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture is most commonly used to treat pain. Increasingly, it is being used for overall wellness, including stress management. Now, according to the World Health Organization, acupuncture is used in 103 out of 129 countries that report data. In the United States, there has been a 50% increase in the number of acupuncture users from 2002 to 2012. And now, there has been a study done on 6,376 participants who had painful conditions like back pain, neck pain, headaches, and they showed beneficial effects of acupuncture that continued for a year after the end of a treatment for all conditions except neck pain. So we may look at that and say, well, it seems like medical world, even though there's not conclusive or verified yet studies, a lot of this is still in a lot of trial, and it seems like there's a lot of just testimonies of people saying how it has impacted them. And in our culture, that is also extremely open to a lot of other practices like yoga and many other things. They're looking for other ways to cure pain than traditional medicine. And also because we don't look to God for healing and we don't believe in that anymore in our culture, we have to look for other spiritual means to experience healing. Now, what about the history of acupuncture? Acupuncture existed for over 2,500 years. It's a traditional Chinese treatment using needles to stimulate the flow of qi, life energy, in the body. It started with a popular Chinese religion called Taoism that promotes living in harmony with Tao. Tao is the way, the stream of the universe, the power, the energy behind the natural order. So it's pretty religious stuff, okay? This is not science, this is spiritual, that there's a force behind everything that happens, the power, the energy, not like a person, but a force, impersonal force. And you want to live in the harmony with this Tao. According to Taoism, sickness is caused by disruption of the balance system, yin and yang. Yin and yang are opposite powers, elements that complement each other, light and darkness, life and death, positive and negative. That's according to this religion of China. They believe that through the body flows energy or qi, and this energy is free, not bound. It flows through the 12 invisible energy lines. They are connected to our organs and functions in the body. They are not visible, but spiritual. When the flow of qi is blocked, acupuncture helps to restore that flow to maintain the proper balance in the body. Acupuncturists claim that they can cure everything, from migraine headaches to depression. The traditional acupuncture text is inspired largely by occultic religious concepts of their day. Even the Acupuncture Today website says, in Oriental medicine, the acupuncture needle is often seen as the instrument of containing the spirit. Because of the needles, are inserted into discrete acupuncture points, each of which is said to control specific functions in the body down to your cellular level. Indeed, what we might think as a spirit of the body. That's pretty spiritual. Okay, this goes beyond medical and scientific realm into pretty spiritual. A needle is a spirit that fixes stuff down to your cellular level. That's pretty crazy. One doctor who is working in Switzerland, I believe he's a Christian doctor, and he made the following statement. He said that treatment with needles, later termed acupuncture, which come from the Latin acus, needle, and puncus, point. So treatment with needles, later termed acupuncture in the West, goes back to the earliest doctors, probably spiritistic shamans. They performed rituals similar to those found in today's voodoo cults that attempted to expel evil spirits by sticking needles into the body of the sick. Later, scholars abandoned the demonic model and integrated the use of needles into their astrological theories. Now, not only we see a lot of Christians on one side of the spectrum saying, this is demonic, run from it, there are others on the other side of the spectrum that are saying, hey, as long as you're not subscribing to the demonic religion of Taoism and you're not believing in this energy, then you're fine. What is the correct way? I'm going to present to you one more testimony. This testimony comes from personal hero of mine, Derek Prince, in his book called They Shall Expel Demons, pages 135 through 136. He mentions a doctor who sends him a testimony who was having a acupuncture business practice, actually, had doctors and nurses, and was curing people. He gets convicted at a retreat in Singapore how acupuncture is dangerous because of its link to the occult, especially how it has an inseparable origin with traditional Chinese religion. He immediately renounced the practice of acupuncture, a skill that he learned in Hong Kong and practiced successfully for 5 years. As soon as he came home, he announced to his whole staff, which they freaked out, and the nurses and the patients that the acupuncture is dangerous. He renounced it, will not practice that anymore. He took all of his machines, all of his needles, books, diplomas, charts, and threw it into a fire. Lost about $15,000, and that's like around the time that the book was written, so maybe right now it's like $100,000. He said something happened after that. His wife, who suffered from chronic migraine and had acupuncture many times done by her husband, the doctor, was immediately healed without the practice of acupuncture or even medical treatment. He also knows that he had unexplainable fear of darkness that immediately vanished. He mentioned that his medical practice, though suffering loss in the beginning, received a double-fold increase in blessings. Dr. Derek Prince also mentions a testimony when he was ministering in Malaysia, and a lady came forward for prayer for one of her problems with her joints. And then the Lord showed to Dr. Derek Prince that this lady has submitted herself to acupuncture treatment and that she needs to renounce it. The moment she started to renounce the acupuncture treatment, she started to screaming in severe pain. After she was delivered, they asked her, what was happening to you? And she said this, that every time she tried to renounce it, she felt demons were poking her in exactly the same spots where she was receiving the acupuncture treatment prior to this. And then she was delivered. Now, I understand hearing these testimonies, and especially for those of you who don't know, I'm a pastor and I minister in the area of deliverance. So I look at these stories seriously, especially if practices bring supernatural results that are not, you know, medical results, but these things are not through the use of medicine, but through these practices that have deep roots in the occult, and the philosophy of the occult originated these things, and a lot of practitioners, though not all, subscribe to this demonic religion of life force, life energy, and all of that, and it's extremely popular in America today because it has replaced the relationship with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so it makes me extremely concerned for Christians who have very much open mind to things and are very curious and sometimes step in the territory that is demonic. My opinion is that if you are practicing acupuncture and you are subscribing to the belief of the energy flowing through your body and the acupuncture helps to unblock this energy and it helps you to be connected with this life force, you are vulnerable and probably already opening yourself to a demonic spirit. It is true that some of these aspects of acupuncture could have an effect on nervous system and there could be some benefits from it. But as a Christian, I would encourage you to abstain from it because of so much occult and pagan theory that is behind those practices. Now you may say, but Vlad, what about, people are getting healed. Like, isn't that a good thing? You must understand one thing about the enemy is that the Bible even says the pleasures of sin are temporary. So to simply judge a practice based on its instant results is not something that we should do. It would be the same thing as to say, look, a drug dealer has a lot of money, so therefore what he does must be justifiable. We have to look at the practice. We have to look at its origin. We have to look at its philosophy. We have to look at its core beliefs that drive this practice. It is true. There was a spirit of divination in the New Testament. A lady was declaring things that were coming true, but the source of where it was coming from was demonic. And when Paul cast out a demon of Python or the demon of divination, this girl was delivered from that. Satan can also offer kingdoms, but we have to consider the source. When the devil heals through his means of witchcraft that's disguised as energy and source and connecting one with the universe and all of that is demonic doctrine that's just packaged for our culture that's naive and spiritually not discerning. What the enemy will do is he will give with the right hand. And like Prophet T.B. Joshua used to say, and he will take what your life depends on with the left hand. I have heard a testimony who was taken to a shaman or to a native doctor who practiced all kinds of spiritual power in producing a healing to a kid. And he healed him of paralysis. And then everything was fine. But later on, his body started to be swollen. And this kid, who now is an adult, he told me, I met him here in the States, and he said that he saw when his swollen body had this pus coming out, and then he was paralyzed again, except from a different problem. And then he had to be taken to a deliverance minister where he was being delivered, and then he was permanently healed. And so we have to be careful to go for healing to the wrong sources, especially in the United States, where this is becoming more common, where a lot of Eastern religion is penetrating its way into our culture with Eastern Buddhist, Hinduist meditation, with connecting with the universe, worship of nature. And when we reject God, we will be left with a vacuum. And hunger for the supernatural is still going to be there, except we're going to try to fill it with the counter supernatural, with the fake one, with the one that's packaged as real, but it's not. And so I would encourage you to look to Jesus for healing. He is the way, the truth, and the life. By his stripes we are healed. And then go to your family doctor. Seek medical help for things. Be very careful to rush into things that promise speedy recovery by connecting to some kind of a spiritual force to bring health to your body. Thank you for watching this video. Let me know in the comments below, what do you think? Do you think the acupuncture is harmless practice? Or do you think it's a well-intentional, well-packaged potential witchcraft? Have you ever done it? If you have, how is your life now? If you have maybe repented from it, could you share your testimony? We would be interested to know. Thank you. Until next video. Thank you for listening to this episode. I believe that you were encouraged, strengthened, and convicted. If this was a blessing to you, would you help and share with your friends as well as maybe on social media? And leave a review on the podcast where you are consuming this content. It will help us a lot. If God puts on your heart to become a partner of this ministry, go to pastorvlad.org and you can become a partner there. God bless, and remember, you were raised to deliver.